The government's attitudes towards taking back the Fanling golf course site has changed again and again, leaving the public with the general impression that it does not want to ruffle the feathers of vested interests and lacks the will to pursue radical land development. At first, government officials contended that Fanling Golf Course was visited by many golf players and had high public usage. It also said that 4,000 public housing units or so would be more or less the upper limits of units that could be built on the 32 hectares land under the existing transportation conditions, effectively pouring cold water on the idea of reclaiming land from the site to build houses. After the government accepted the task force's report and agreed to reclaim the 32-hectare land first, the authorities suddenly changed the course and claimed that the land would accommodate 9,000 units. At the end of last year, Secretary for Development Wong Wai-Lun even said that the entire plot of land would be used to build public housing units and would be expected to provide over 10,000 units. Adding that procedures such as those involving the town planning could be completed before the reclamation of the land in question in 2023. Recently, the government submitted documents to the North District Council explaining the specific development plan. 12,000 public housing units will be completed by 2029 at the earliest. On the surface, the government has not reneged on its promise. Yet, there are certain aspects in the plan that have aroused concern and even confusion.